Welcome to the AgBiz Cast, where we share inspiring stories of young beginning and small farmers. Listen to hear from our AgBiz Masters graduates about their farming operations and advice for those looking to start their own business. My name is Iris Peters, and with me today is Larry and Ashley Latta, owners and operators of Tuckaway Tree Farm and AgBiz Masters graduates. Thank you both for joining me today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and get started with the questions here. So do you guys mind telling our listeners about your operation, just some history and how you both got started with it?
So we first saw the farm about 7 years ago looking at our wedding venue. A few years after that, we met with the owner, and that was 2016. We didn't go through with it at that time, but it was always on the back of our minds. And then last year, we ended up purchasing the farm. It came back around full circle, and we bought it last May. So we will primarily be a choose and cut Christmas tree farm. Right now, we're growing 7 different types of evergreens. This year, we also added a nursery section with some shade and ornamental trees as well. So that's something else to help us diversify a little bit away from our core.
We have a couple year gap. There was a few years that the previous owner didn't plant. So we probably have about 2 to 3 years till we have enough mature trees to have a full choose and cut season. So we've just been sharing our story now, hoping to have some other events to get people out to the farm and just really learning a lot and starting to grow the business.
Great. That's awesome. Thank you guys for sharing. So why do you enjoy farming and operating an agricultural business, and what inspires you to stay in that business?
I love working outside and working with my hands. So I'm really excited that I finally at this point have the opportunity to do so. We also wanted to be able to work together. And this is something that allows us to do that. Ashley's still full-time working from home, but then evenings and weekends we are working together and hoping to eventually transition her out of her full-time career and have both of us working on the farm.
Nice, thank you. So what was the biggest challenge in starting the business that you have now?
So we are first generation in agriculture. We don't have any background. I think really it was a lack of experience. We have a lot to learn. We are really fortunate the previous owner actually lives next door to us and is still involved in showing us the ropes and being a mentor to us. But I think just so much to learn and just getting that experience that we didn't have.
Definitely. So this next question can be kind of tough. So if you guys want to share just one or maybe a couple. But what has been your favorite memory from the business that you have in the past year since you got it started?
I think one of the big things about this business is the memories that we get to create and share with other people, especially not, you know, our extended friends and network and community, but especially with our family. So we don't have a lot of mature trees, but we did have a handful. So this year we had some family and friends come out and they cut trees, and just seeing the kids playing and running through the trees, it was just a wonderful time.
We also were able to cut down our first Christmas tree on the property, which was a really cool experience. We had come to Tuckaway Tree Farm as customers for the past few years, but then being able to walk out our front door, go find our Christmas tree, cut it down and bring it back was a really cool experience too.
Yeah, that sounds really special. Thank you guys for sharing that. So since it is such a young business, do you wanna tell our listeners what you envision for the future of it?
We are really looking to build a place for community. We wanna have, we wanna be a part of family traditions. We're hoping certainly to have Christmas events in the future, be able to get people to bring their families out here to get their Christmas tree, have that special day. But we also are looking at other ways to get people out to the farm throughout the year. We planted pumpkins this year, so we're hoping to have a fall festival and looking for other opportunities to get people to the farm throughout the summer and different seasons too.
That's great, thank you. So you are both AgBiz Masters graduates. So can you tell us in your own words, what does AgBiz Masters teach young and beginning farmers like yourself?
I think the biggest thing we took away was, you know, really developing a system to track and understand your numbers that, you know, are the, you know, heart and soul of your business. Now I don't really look at, you know, mowing as a chore. It's why am I doing it? When am I doing it? What's the result of me doing it? What are my costs of doing so? You know, those fuel repairs, time, and, you know, keeping track of all of that and knowing how that flows throughout the business and the operations to help us plan moving forward as well.
So you kind of touched on this a little there. How did AgBiz Masters help you improve the operation that you have?
I think it helped us. We were just starting out, so it helped us really get a structure in place with a lot of our planning and forecasting. I think, you know, we have some business backgrounds in different areas, but not in agriculture. So giving us that foundation to be able to think through all the inputs and outputs when we're planning for the future years for our farm.
Great, thank you. And one last question before we wrap up today. What piece of advice do you have for younger beginning farmers that are looking to start their own business as you guys did?
I think it's always helpful to have a mentor, and especially don't be afraid to ask questions because you will make mistakes. It's how you learn from them that, you know, we grow. So that's been tremendous for us, having the previous owner here to, you know, show us what to do and then we go do it. And I think one of the biggest things is, you know, it's scary, but you have to do it. You don't want to look back and wonder, well, what if? Just go for it is my biggest piece of advice, because there's a huge network of people and everyone that wants to see you succeed and continue these traditions and keep agriculture strong. So you will find the people to help you.
I think there's a lot of programs and resources out there to help young and beginning farmers too. AgBiz Masters is one, but I also think that we're joining the Pennsylvania Christmas Tree Growers Association and attending those meetings. So any chance to network and talk to other people with more experience is always helpful.
Yes, those are all great resources. Thank you guys for sharing that. Larry, Ashley, thank you for joining the podcast today and sharing some stories by your own operation.
Thanks for having
us. Thanks for having us, sir.
Thank you for listening to the AgBiz Cast. To learn more about the AgBiz Masters program, visit agbizmasters.com or check out our Facebook page. Tune in every 2 weeks to hear more stories from our graduates and partners. Thanks for listening.